Greetings, my dear truth seekers. In the arsenal of the armed forces of the Russian Federation, there are weapons that cause genuine horror and permanent headaches for NATO generals. One of these weapons is rightfully considered the Electronic Countermeasures Complex, Murmansk-BN, which, due to its characteristics, has received the status of the world's most powerful electronic warfare system. Already at the stage of testing a prototype, close attention was riveted to this electronic warfare system not only by the leaders of the North Atlantic Alliance, but also by the entire military political crowd of the collective West, which, by the way, may seem logical. Western military in impotent fury watched the creation and receipt by the Russian armed forces of a shortwave coastal electronic warfare complex, capable of completely paralyzing the functioning of the electronic systems of NATO weapons, without destroying them physically. More succinctly than others, the already familiar serious concern of the collective West was formulated by the well-known military expert Javier Rouf, who outlined its main theses on the pages of the French news website Atlantico. In his opinion, the highly efficient operation of this electronic warfare complex can disable not only all modern military targets, including the naval and air bases of the North Atlantic Alliance, but also purely civilian facilities, including civilian aircraft and ships. And it is worth recognizing that there are several justified reasons for the fears of the Western military and experts, one of which should be considered the range of the Murmansk-BN complex, which is about 5,000 kilometers. And under conditions of ideal signal transmission, the value of this characteristic increases to 8,000 kilometers, covering not only the whole of Western Europe, but also a significant part of the Atlantic Ocean. It is worth noting that many analysts share the opinion of military expert Javier Rouf, who claims that NATO forces based in Western Europe are absolutely defenseless against the Murmansk-BN complex. And this, in turn, means that the pride of the American aviation industry, as which the Pentagon positions the high-tech fifth-generation F-35 fighter jet, is completely losing satellite communications vital to it, without which it simply will not be able to take off. At the same time, Javier Rouf and other Western experts, while admitting the ability of the collective West to endure the possession of such modern and advanced weapons by the Russian Federation, continue to argue that the West has every right to express concern about the prospect of deploying Murmansk-BN electronic countermeasure systems in particularly vulnerable areas of Russian borders, such as the Kaliningrad region, the Crimean Peninsula, and the Kerch Strait. And now, let's consider how the fears of Western generals regarding Murmansk-BN are justified and relevant. Undoubtedly, promising shortwave coastal complex of electronic warfare Murmansk-BN, the start of receipt of which in the troops dates back to 2014, is fundamentally different from all electronic warfare systems previously adopted by the Russian armed forces. First of all, because it is a powerful strategic weapon, capable of blinding and stunning the equipment of intelligent weapons and reconnaissance equipment at ranges 7 times greater than those of its Western competitors. Radio reconnaissance means, and of course, communication lines for ship and air groups, have been identified as the key goals of the new promising system. Also, Murmansk-BN completely suppresses mobile communications, VHF and UHF, satellite and radio waves, present in its coverage area. Operating in automatic mode, the equipment of the Murmansk-BN shortwave complex collects, processes, and classifies data on sources of shortwave radiation, simultaneously determining their type and the required interference power to ensure their most effective suppression. From all of the above, it follows a logical conclusion that the operation of the electronic warfare complex Murmansk-BN is capable of disrupting the communications of aircraft, satellites, warships, and land units of the North Atlantic Alliance, not only in the territory of the countries of Central and Eastern Europe, but also over the waters of the northwestern parts of the Atlantic, Baltic, and Black Seas. At the moment, the promising shortwave coastal electronic warfare complex Murmansk-BN has been adopted by several Russian electronic warfare centers, deployed in the west, Kaliningrad, east, Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, south, Crimea, and north, Murmansk. However, NATO and the Pentagon are most concerned about the Murmansk-BN electronic warfare complexes, which are in service with the Baltic and Black Sea fleets of Russia. It is this factor that caused the anomalous activity of the NATO Navy and reconnaissance aircraft in the waters of the Black and Baltic Seas. However, this situation has another aspect that is very valuable for the armed forces of the Russian Federation. the intensive conduct by the Air Force and Navy of the North Atlantic Alliance of Electronic Intelligence near the Russian borders provide specialists of Russian electronic warfare units that are part of the Crimean and Kaliningrad groups with a unique opportunity to replenish and update the database of means used by NATO and the Pentagon. All this provides invaluable information and the organization of practical training for Russian specialists in the management of electronic warfare systems. The uniqueness of Murmansk BN lies primarily in its versatility, since it is a complex that allows you to carry out electronic intelligence and electronic suppression at the same time. By the way, it is worth noting that many experts suspect Murmansk BN as the main cause of the failure of American satellites and AWACS aircraft, which for the first time failed to detect a missile attack on the territory of Ukraine that took place on January 14, 2023.